Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on First Date,
which one's your favorite?
I don't have a favorite.
Oh, man.
Of course I do, but I'm not going to say it. No, you know.
Do you believe you can have too much sex?
Not that I know of. I mean.
What about farting?
Farting would be delicate. Depends on if you're, well.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
First date, baby. First date, I can't wait. First date.
Welcome to another fabulous episode of First Date with me as your host, Lauren Compton. You may know my next guest from Anchorman. He played Champ Kind. Or Todd Packer from The Office. He's on tour right now. Let's welcome David Koechner.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on my show. You look so nice.
Well, thanks.
What kind of boots are those?
These are Piraúku. This is a fish out of the Amazon, if you can get a shot of that.
That's
one way or the
a
other.
Fish?
Yes, it's a 20-foot fish out of the Amazon. I did not catch it. It would be better if I did. There you go. That's a better shot. But yeah, I've got several of those. I got them from a boot store there in Los Angeles called the Country General Store.
You would get some exotic shoe in LA.
Yeah, why not? I've owned a lot of different boots, but these are my favorite, this particular style.
I love them.
They're very comfy. Yeah.
So a little bit about this show. I have a menu here.
Yes.
And I'm going to ask you some appetizer questions.
Yes, I'm aware. I've watched. I've done some research, Lauren.
Yes. I'm excited then. So do we have a safe word? Is there anything?
No, I mean, you know, I'll just talk about whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to start off with some appetizer questions. Well, then we'll just get right into it. Who was your first celebrity crush?
Celebrity crush, Linda Evans.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was at Dynasty or Dallas that she was on. I was in grade school.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, she was also in The Big Valley, but I don't think I had a crush on her till later.
What did you love about her?
Good question. Well, at the time, so she was blonde and buxom. I think she always had a very,
relatable.
Yes, but I think she had a very peaceful inner sense about herself. You know, there was a confidence to her.
Yeah.
When I think about it, back then, I'm sure it was all sexual, right? As a boy.
Yeah.
But maybe the other thing was that, yeah, she certainly seemed confident and, you know, knew
but
what
I
she
feel
wanted.
Like that's why you have a crush. I mean, you're not trying to just high five someone.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Who's, but I don't think I didn't qualify it that way when I was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a crush now?
On a celebrity?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
You are the celebrity that people
yeah.
crush on.
Well, I don't. Well, that'd be nice. But not that I think. No. 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 Because I think it. See, I'm older, so it seems silly.
To have a crush?
Yeah.
What is your idea of a perfect first date?
Perfect first date? A perfect first date would be, let's see here. I think that you meet someone circumstantially and then you both kind of agree like, I'd like to continue this conversation.
Yeah.
And that's what it would be. And then you have a true interest in getting to know that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you get to, how do you meet people?
I don't. I mean, I meet them through work now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, it's, you know, it's very different now. So I don't think you know my history. I was married for 24 years. I'm divorced and I have 5 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who wants to meet that?
A single woman?
A single woman. I've got 5 kids.
Well, that just means that you're ahead of the game.
Well, right. That's right.
That takes some pressure off of a woman.
You're right. It should be a single woman, not a married woman. It would be a single woman who's probably been through plenty of relationships.
Yeah.
And is ready for that other partner.
Are your kids nice?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How old are your kids?
Charlie's 24, Margot is 21, Sergeant and Audrey are 17, Eve is 12.
So they're almost all out of the house.
Eve's in seventh grade now.
I mean,
so,
Eve's there
yeah,
for a
we've
minute.
We got some time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the other kids are all adults. Yeah. And they're all very cool. And they're all bright and sweet and kind. Yeah.
Which one's your favorite?
I don't have a favorite.
Oh, man.
Of course I do. But I'm not going to say it. No. You know, any day one can be your favorite for one reason or another. And you don't, there's no upside in having a favorite.
Yeah.
The upside is fairness. And, you know, I do look at it as a job, right? Now, it changes over time because you realize what your job was to do mm-hmm. was to let them find themselves. But as parents, certainly from my generation, I think, we felt our job was to instruct them a certain way, which is what the way the parenting paradigm has gone forever. But really, it is helping them. My job is to now help them find out exactly who they are. Mm-hmm. Rather than instruct them as the right and wrongs of the world.
Yeah.
You know, there's my job is to make them safe and then make them happy. Right. And then with those, that idea, then they should look for the same around them and do and act that way toward the world. Right.
Right.
But we tend to, you know, apply all these things onto our kids that might not fit. I used to think like this. So I grew up in a family of six kids and my parents were very Catholic. And so I was looking like this. You've got a mainframe, your computer, right? Mm-hmm. And then what's going to be the operating software? Well, they put in the operating software. That's not your software. That's mm-hmm. just what they give you. Mine was just Catholicism. And very early, like, this doesn't work.
Yeah, I got a floppy disk.
Yeah, okay, yes,
like,
yes, yes.
That's about...
You're supposed to start building your own software as that's my metaphor as time goes on.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
Well, I'm going to move on to some main course questions.
Okay.
We're diving right in.
I got right through the appetizer.
You slammed through them. What do you think your biggest red flag is?
For me?
For you. Your the biggest red
that
flag.
That I present.
Yes.
I'm a little ADD. I'm a little over-involved. I try to make everything good for people, which is, you know, I'm probably too nice.
Like a people pleaser?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But then you know, part of it comes with the territory. Look, I was raised Irish Catholic, so, you know, there's a lot of shame and guilt, and you're always supposed to be of service and that kind of thing. But then I have five kids, so that is kind of my job anyway. So I guess I'm a bit of a caretaker, mm-hmm. right? But you're better off just being quiet. So I guess my biggest red flag is clearly talking too much.
No, we are here to talk. Mm-hmm. I want to hear more. What okay. do you have any pet peeves?
My pet peeve?
Yeah.
I guess rudeness.
What would you do if you were on a date? Uh-huh. Ooh, this is a new question that I have. Let's say you're on a date and you find out that your girlfriend is the kind of girl who would tip a great waiter less than 20%.
That's not acceptable.
What would you do?
I would, well, so for whatever reason, we've agreed that either, so is she insisting that we can't tip more than 20 as a couple?
Yeah, let's just say she's not like a tip, she's not into tipping really. She's like, well, you don't have to.
Well, I would say it's important to me because I worked in the restaurant industry. Mm-hmm. So our standard is going to be 20%. And not to be an asshole, but I'm kind of a celebrity, whether I'm not, I don't have an ego about it, but
you are a celebrity.
I'm well enough known that it would be an issue. They get, so you know what so-and-so gave me? So for me, it's not up to me. Even when I have bad service now,
yeah.
I will tip more than 20%. Just because my thing is, don't leave anybody with a story. How was he? Nice guy. End of story. How was he? Cheap, a shitty tipper. Uh-oh. Now we have a story, right?
Yeah.
But then that waiter might tell on themselves. Or then it becomes his girlfriend's a bitch or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But so, yeah, I you know, something that's not a major issue. It's like, no, we're going to leave 22% minimum, right?
Yeah.
Now, if she has a problem with that, then that means that we have something to talk about, right?
Right.
And so then we have to get to the bottom of what her issue is. Now, if she wants to be controlling and telling me what I can do in terms of my money, well, that's just not something that's negotiable.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So when you go on a date with someone, you really like to dive in and find out. It sounds like you dig and you try to get to who someone really is.
Well, I think I have a good sense of who a person is anyway. It doesn't take too long to figure out who a person really is. They're either nice or they're not.
Yeah.
Or they're needy or they're not. Or there's something wrong or there isn't. We're going to know that within the first 48 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite drink of choice?
Sparkling water.
Do you drink alcohol at all?
I used to.
How long have you been sober?
About a year.
Yeah? Are you feeling good?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's the best choice. I don't have a choice. I started drinking when I was 10.
What?
I'm from an Irish Catholic family.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's been an issue for a very long time.
Did you have a good relationship with your mom and dad?
I had a relationship with myself wherein I decided I was going to make a move away from the family for whatever reason. I realized very early on that this is not the life for me. Living in the small town of Missouri with my brothers and sisters and my parents, it just didn't fit. Like I was talking about earlier with software, I'm like, this doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
So I made a decision very early, like I'm going to leave. So as odd as it sounds, I kind of decided like, hey, we're not going to get any closer.
Yeah.
And part of that is my mother had 3 kids in 3 years. And I think she was very overwhelmed when I came along. Mm. And when I came along, I'm assuming I was a lot. Because I am.
Yeah.
I'm too much, as you can well tell already.
No,
right?
You're not.
Well, in a way I am. So here comes, first kid, he was a little bit sick, and then the next one, and then the next one. I think by the time I came along, she was completely overwhelmed. My dad had a new business. She was helping with the books and the business and all this other stuff. She was kind of alone. And I think it was too much. And so it's safe to say that I didn't get what I needed.
Right.
And after a certain time of not getting what you need, and you recognize that at an early age, you're like, well, then I'm not going to stay here and not get what I need.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you kind of go out on your own.
That
was a very long explanation to a very simple question, because I was avoiding the truth, which is not really.
That's okay. You don't have to self-examine yourself.
I don't think I
will
have a
examine
choice.
You.
Okay, very good.
For you.
All right. That relieves me of my responsibility. Okay.
How long did you ever introduced your wife to your parents?
Oh yeah.
Your ex-wife. I'm sorry.
Yes.
How long into dating her did you introduce her to your parents?
Here's the weird part. They met her parents before they met her. So she's from Kansas City. I'm from a small town in Missouri. We met on an airplane leaving Kansas City, going out to LA. She'd been living in LA. I just got there 6 months prior. So then we hit it off right away. And then we kind of insisted you guys, our parents should meet and have dinner. Now, my parents aren't forthright enough to go, what the fuck is going on? They just said, well, that was interesting. And I thought they just felt like they didn't know what to do, how to negotiate this, because we don't know why we're meeting each other.
Right.
But as it turns out, you know, in the long run, a lot of red flags that I just let fall.
Well, how long into the relationship or a relationship do you feel it's safe to say, I love you?
Any relationship?
When you're dating someone and you're falling for them, how long, in general, do you think?
If you're being honest with yourself.
Yeah.
And, I mean, truly honest with yourself, and you're not trying to manipulate anything. So you're only doing it as a matter of an honest feeling, and you have a good sense that other person might feel a certain acceptance too, then I think whenever it's real. Now, what do you mean by love, right? That's the other thing.
Because there's infatuation.
Right. Love's an idea. I always say love is loyalty to long-term kindness. So love takes a long time to actually achieve in my book.
Yeah.
Right? So you can be together for a long time, say you're in love, and then what's that mean? That means the ability to then explore each other's, you know, difficulties and foibles and get through it in a communicative way where we both go, okay, I know you're triggered, I was triggered, whatever, let's talk this through. We have great communication. That equals love in the long term. Now, in the short term, I can be in love with everything about this person, and I hope it develops to a deeper, truer understanding of, you know, our coupling.
Yeah. How long do you wait until you feel like you can burp in front of someone you're dating?
I probably wouldn't be present enough to try to not burp.
Say that again.
I wouldn't be present enough to avoid burping. I'd probably just naturally let it happen.
It would just come out.
Yeah, you're going to burp. Who cares?
What about farting?
Farting would be delicate. Depends on if you're, well, you know, if you can't help it, and you've got flatulence, we all do. But where's the situation? If you're in the car for the first time, like, dear God, right? Or if you're sleeping together for the first time, uh-oh. You know, that's something to be really considered.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you know what? You should be able safe enough to go like, I had to pass gas. I'm going to run to the bathroom rather than trying to sneak a bomb and you hope the mattress absorbs it. Probably not going to.
You just hold the blankets down.
Right.
Try to keep it all
right, and hold Dutch oven. Hold the blanket down here on her side.
Right.
And hold her and hope it just wafts out that way. But you don't know. So you're better off just going, you know what, I'm going to excuse myself and run down the hall or the bathroom, whatever's closer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not be practical?
Well, what if you have like a series of them? You can't just keep getting up and going.
Well, then you should probably spend some time in the bathroom. Like that's a signal that you have an extended run going, right?
That is true. How cold do you sleep? Do you like it cold in your room when you sleep?
No, I like it perfect.
What's perfect?
About 77, 76. You need colder?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, whatever you need. I don't have a demand. Look, if I can control the level of blankets I have on me.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you sleep with a lot of blankets?
Yeah. I like it.
At 77?
Well, probably 76. We're in the time of global warming, so we all have to be conscious about how low we burn, how much we burn every night. Typically, like I'm in hotels all the time. And you know what? 74 is too cold for me. So I'll put it on 75. We are not a match.
As long as you're wafting the farts and I don't have to have any covers on top of me.
I'm in the bathroom. So you don't, do you like no covers?
Oh no, I like it to be so cold in the room and like a fluffy blanket on top of me.
I like a sheet and a comforter being enough and not being cold if that was pulled off a little bit.
Yeah.
I do like to, to get, you know, snug in the covers, but not so much because I'm freezing. So you like it like at 72. Colder? 69? 68? 67? 66? 65?
That's the warmest I can go.
So your bedroom at night is turned down to 65?
At least.
Okay. Have you considered those cold sheets? What are they? Those are advertised.
Nope, I don't like them. They make me feel like I'm wet.
Okay, so you've tried them.
I have tried them. I've also tried sleeping on one of the beds where it even gets cold, and then that just feels like you're either sleeping inside of a menthol mint or in a puddle.
And your fella's fine with this?
Yeah, he's the same way. I mean, he bitches a little bit. He's like, oh my God, it's so cold.
Is that an accurate impression of him? He's an old Jewish woman?
He would be mortified if he saw that.
That's good.
But no, he's more like, it's too cold in here.
It's better that that's a bad impression of him.
And then every time that I wake up, I have to turn it back to 70.
Okay.
But the house is always...
The whole house.
Is 70.
All the time.
Yeah. And then I get to turn it down 5 degrees for bed.
Wow. You can't make it just the one room?
No, it's a pretty small apartment.
Okay. Well, it's your life. You do what you want. that's pretty cold. That's pretty cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know that they say that cold air, like freezing cold air, is like cryotherapy, mm-hmm. is good for you.
You're trying
it's
to
good
convince
for your
me
circulation.
Of this?
Okay.
Yeah, not good, just powering
no,
that all night long. You put your face in cold water for a full minute in the morning is supposed to be as good as like an ice bath.
No.
Okay. You have your theory. Here's the thing. But now, so do you guys cuddle when you're sleeping?
No.
Because it's too hot.
Yeah.
I'm also
just not a cuddler.
Oh. Deal breaker.
You can't give me the first red flag.
Okay. I'm not. I'm just saying for me.
That's a red flag.
I'd love to hug.
I like to hug.
But you don't like to cuddle.
I mean, what's the point of cuddling?
Just nothing better than closeness. I feel like I'm recharging my battery with my person.
So see, this is where in a relationship we would compromise. We'd make it really cold so that I would need to cuddle with you.
Yes.
To keep you warm.
Okay.
Then I have a reason.
So if you're the cuddler, you're fine, but not being cuddled. So if you're cuddling your guy, is that better?
I think I'd rather be the big spoon.
Okay. All right. Well, now do you like to hold hands while you're sleeping?
What?
Are you serious?
I've never heard of that.
You've never held hands while you're sleeping?
Okay, hold my hand. So you're talking about going to sleep, we're sleeping, and you fall asleep like this?
Or waking up in the middle of the night and you find yourself like that. Or like that. No? Oh my God, there's nothing better than just, so rather than cuddling, just holding your person's hand at night?
I've woken up holding someone's dick.
Okay, whatever you like, whatever your comfort level is.
But never
that,
a hand?
That seems to be a signal, though, that you might be wanting to have some intimate times.
Intimate.
Right? So that's what you were wanting. You were signaling, this thing now, make it work.
Dick me now.
Make it go now. No, I love touch, you know, and cuddling. And
is physical touch your love language?
Probably. One of them. You're allowed more than one, as you know.
You are?
Yeah. Yeah. So
you can have all five. You can have all five.
I don't need all five. I don't need like compliments. You do need
words of affirmation. Words of affirmation. Yeah. Bye bye.
Yeah. You don't like that, or you do?
I like all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's important that couples do read that book and go through it, just because what you have to do is find out what disturbs the other, what bothers the other person, and talk about it in a neutral way.
Yeah.
Right? That's the only way you're going to get through it. Because once something bothers you, right, if you don't talk about it, it's just going to sit there.
Yeah.
And it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
So anything that triggers you, you should be able to go, "That, by the way, that bothered me." Now, the other person's response hopefully is, "Thank you for telling me that," rather than, "What's your problem?"
Right.
Because they say, "What's your problem?" Now it's a bigger problem. So I'm defensive. I can't talk about these little things. Like, I need more as much communication as possible. But I'm older, so I've been through relationships. And so I'm looking for a more open field in terms of, like, you know, growing.
Yeah.
Not said as well as I wanted to, but you get the point.
Yeah. Do you sleep with pajamas on?
No. I sleep with shorts or just underwear.
Yeah.
And a top.
I like so you sleep with pajamas on?
No. I'll wear a t-shirt and shorts. But, you know, if my kids are there, right?
Yeah.
Then I wear shorts in case I have to do something in the night. You don't want to stop, put shorts on, then go take care of the robber.
Yeah.
Or whatever might
be. The robber?
Yeah, I'm kidding. Or whatever they might need, you know. So you got to be prepared for your family.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I think it's cute that you hold hands when you sleep, though.
I love it.
I think that's cute. I've never heard of it, but that is really,
really?
Cute.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love waking up and noticing that we're holding hands.
That is so... Yeah. Do you make a conscious effort to do that?
I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
That is really cute.
Yeah.
I love that. No one's ever held my hand in my sleep. How many serious relationships have you had?
Serious? Probably under 10.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
When did you get married?
I got married when I was 33.
I guess that's actually a really good thing that you really had some serious relationships before.
I could have used more because, I mean, no, in the long run, it wasn't right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But you were, how long were you married for?
24 years. Mm. But I moved out at 21. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it had been unhappy for a while.
Do you have any tattoos?
Yes.
What do you have?
I have a tattoo here of my kids, and it used to have it had my ex-wife's name there too, and then so I got a cover up, and it wasn't that good, and so I realized I should have done something different, but I'm impetuous, and so I just kind of went, oh, this, and then it just looks like an ugly mistake surrounded by my kids' names.
Oh no!
Yeah, so that's fine.
Is that the only tattoo that you have?
Uh-huh.
I have one tattoo.
What is it?
I have a kiss on my left butt cheek.
Okay. And is it fully colored in? Is it the?
It looks just like a lip print.
Okay.
So and it's a red.
Is it your lip?
It is my lip.
Okay, nice.
I wanted my mom to kiss a piece of paper because when I was little, she'd always kiss me on the cheek. And I'd be like, and I would always remember her red lipstick. I'd be like, ew, mom, don't do that. But then as you get older, you kind of miss those little things. So my mom would always give me a kiss on the cheek.
That's great.
And then I was like, will you kiss this piece of paper? And she was like, of course, what's it for? And I'm like, I'm going to get a tattoo. She's like, oh, where? And I'm like, on my butt. And she's like, no.
Oh, okay.
She's like, I'm not going to go down in history as the one who kissed your ass forever. And I was like, that's not
nice.
What it is.
But it's her choice to decide.
But then it kind
of
became that.
Yeah.
But it was my own lips.
That's it's the DNA is there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that foreplay is important before sex?
Yes. Unless you're both determined that you don't need it.
Mm. Have you ever had a one night stand?
Of course.
Do you think that they're a waste of time?
No.
Are they important?
Yeah.
What do you love about a one night stand?
The agreement.
That it's... Fair enough.
Right?
Yeah.
You both said, yeah. I'm like, fuck yeah, okay.
Do you have to communicate before a one-night stand?
There's so many different ways, right? There's a knowingness. Like you're just both ready to go. And let's get it on. I think that's part of the joy, the thrill of it, is that we're just committing to this thing without, you know, overthinking it.
Has a one-night stand ever led to more?
I'm sure it has. Not in recent memory.
Do you think you can take a girl seriously if she has sex with you on the first night?
Of course.
Really?
Why not?
I don't know. I guess I'm just programmed to believe that
right.
you have
That's
to hold
not true.
Out.
Everybody gets to do what they want.
That's true.
You know? And you could be, you know, the one person. So, yeah, who cares? There's no value in judging somebody before you know them and going, you know, is this a pattern? What if that pattern stopped with you?
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
So what if you were the one that they needed to find? And you could go, yeah, I did all this. We've all have it. We all have a history. So there's no, you know, don't ever judge somebody for having multiple partners or whatever.
Yeah.
It's all part of it.
Do you believe you can have too much sex?
Not that I know of. I mean, there are people that have a extraordinarily high libido that might need servicing in a way that could be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never run into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say you've been with someone for 6 to 12 months
mm-hmm.
and you're horny.
Mm-hmm.
How do you initiate sex when it's been too long that you've been dating?
You mean you both have stopped having sex?
You haven't had sex yet.
In 6 months?
Yeah.
There's got to be a reason. Are you healed yet? I can't think of a situation in recent memory or in the last whenever that you'd be dating 6 months and not have sex.
Yeah.
There's a lot to unpack there.
People are intimidated.
That's fine. But then that might be a red flag. Like, well, I don't need to take that long.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Then you'd have to say, have you ever taken, is that always the standard? It always has to be 6 months. Has it ever been a one night stand? Or not. So, you know, to me, that gets complicated.
Yeah.
So why are you making me wait and you were, you know, either one of you banging it out earlier?
I'm with you. I am in agreement with you. I mean, if I like someone, I mean, don't you and you have chemistry.
Right.
All your alarms are going off.
Right. You want to get that deeper level of connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how you keep hands off in that situation.
Nope.
Well, we're going to move on to my dessert question.
Very good.
I will give you a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Between 1 and 5.
Okay.
You pick the number.
Oh, 3.
What is the most romantic date you've ever planned?
Most romantic date I've ever planned.
I asked that like, who wants to be a millionaire?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
Regis Philbin?
Most romantic date I ever planned. Probably when I asked my wife to marry. We were going to a Kansas City Chiefs Buffalo Bills game, and I proposed to her that morning. So the date would have been the Chiefs game, and then I overdid it. So she'd had this dream. Sorry, this is a long story. She had this dream a couple months earlier that I proposed to her in a clown outfit. So we were in Kansas City at her parents' house.
Hold on.
And I borrowed a clown outfit from my brother, and then I put, we met on an airplane, so I put her ring on an airplane. I blew up a balloon and put the airplane inside there, filled it with roses, and then I brought this, I woke her up that morning with the balloon and the ring and the airplane, and I put rose petals in there, and I had a rose, and I had her pop the balloon, so the roses came out. Pretty good, right? And then I asked her to marry me.
Wow!
And then we went to the Chiefs game.
That is amazing.
Yep.
Oh, I love that for
I'm
you.
I'm so glad it happened. I adore my 5 kids. I adore my 5 kids. I do. I love them so much.
You are amazing.
I'm pass fail, really.
This was really fun.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you for spilling your heart out to me.
It's easy to do.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank
you for having me. I appreciate that.
Of course.
Yeah.
Where can people find you?
DavidKechner.com, KOECHNER, same at David Kechner on Instagram. So I'm touring the rest of the year. Yeah. All the information's there in some type of Linktree.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like Linktree. Do you have TikTok?
I do, but I don't.
We got to get you on TikTok.
Why?
Because if you're promoting and you're into videos.
I know. I don't give a shit. I know. It's terrible. And you have to do something new all the time. You can't just post something. You have to actually do original material, right? Which bothers me. Maybe that's what I should do. That's what I should do. This bothers me that I have to. Okay. Maybe that's the thing. Oh, this is a chore. And I don't want to do it. And then I got to find out a reason to do this. Maybe people could submit questions or something like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe that would work. Okay, yeah. Good. So I have to have a reason to do it.
Yeah.
Because me just wanting, cloyingly saying, please look at me, bothers me.
Yeah.
So, okay. Thank you for this piece of advice. That's why I had to come here today.
That's what I'm here for.
Yep. Thank
Anytime.
You. All right.
All right, David.
Very good.
We'll see you next time. And you guys, thanks for tuning in. Bye. First
day, baby. Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First day. I can't wait.
You told your mom about me?